Tomorrow, the federal judge in charge of the case of accused terrorist Zacharias Moussaoui is scheduled to conduct a closed-door hearing about what classified information Moussaoui may have access to for his defense. The hearing is only the latest twist in the topsy-turvy legal machinations of the Moussaoui case. And joining us for an update is NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg. Nina, we want you to just walk us through where things stand in the Moussaoui case. And an appropriate place to start would probably be last year at this time, when you were at Moussaoui's pretrial hearings reporting almost daily on his outbursts.
That is a good place to start, Robert, because many of the problems that have popped up over the last year stem from those early hearings. And for the prosecutors, I suspect this may fall into the category of watch what you pray for because you may get it. You see, Moussaoui wanted to be his own lawyer. He didn't trust his court-appointed lawyers. He called them pigs. They said he wasn't mentally competent to represent himself. And the prosecution argued forcefully that Moussaoui was perfectly sane and could be his own lawyer. The prosecutors were obviously worried that if he was deemed incompetent to represent himself, well, then he couldn't be competent to stand trial. So, in the last analysis, they got what they wished for. Judge Leone Brinkema ruled that he was sane and he could be his own lawyer.
Which, as I understand it, raises the problem that because he is an accused terrorist, he doesn't have a security clearance, which if he had lawyers, they might have.
They would have, almost certainly, and they could review all the classified documents. And he can't. And this whole case is about what role, if any, Zacharias Moussaoui played in the September 11th attacks. Moussaoui's never denied being a terrorist of some kind, but he's always said he had nothing to do with the September 11th attacks. And guess what? One of the key al-Qaeda operatives captured abroad apparently has supported that claim. According to press reports, Ramzi bin al-Shib has told interrogators that al-Qaeda considered Moussaoui a screw-up, untrustworthy, and that he wasn't involved. And Moussaoui wants to question bin al-Shib so that he can present that exculpatory evidence, if it exists, to a jury. And normally that would be his right in a criminal case. You're entitled to exculpatory evidence and to question witnesses. And Judge Brinkema has ordered that Moussaoui be given access to bin al-Shib via a videotaped deposition.
And the prosecution opposes that?
Opposes is the understatement. It's screaming bloody murder, and it appealed the order to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals, which in turn then ordered Judge Brinkema to see if there weren't what are called substitutions that could be made. That is, the government would stipulate, in essence, to certain information that bin al-Shib would provide if he were there in the flesh or by videotape, and that those substitutions would give Moussaoui the same defense that he would otherwise have. The appeals court also ordered that Moussaoui be given an opportunity to respond to any proposed substitution. So Judge Brinkema ordered a hearing on the substitutions with Moussaoui to be present. And again, prosecutors went nuts, saying that any meaningful discussion of the proposed substitutions would involve a discussion of what's been left in and what has been left out, and that is classified. Moreover, as the prosecutors put it in their briefs, no court has the authority to order the government to disclose classified material.
So what happens next?
Well, no matter what Judge Brinkema decides, the Fourth Circuit is going to hear the appeal in June about access to bin al-Shib. And the court has taken the truly extraordinary step of hearing the appeal behind closed doors, and that's a decision that media groups are appealing.
What about reports of a new theory on the part of the prosecutors that Moussaoui is not now believed to have been the missing 20th hijacker, because there are only 19 that took part on September 11th, but that instead he would have been the leader of yet another crew of hijackers who would have gotten a fifth airplane?
That appears to be the scenario that prosecutors laid out in January in a pretrial hearing, and that scenario has since been reported in the press. Now, Moussaoui reads the same press reports we do, and last week when he wrote to Judge Brinkema that he didn't want to attend these hearings anyway, he included what he called a lottery list. Mm-hmm. And the lottery list, I suppose, is a list of choices of your theory of the crime.
Aha. Uh-huh. And you mean check one of the...
One of these. And this was the list that he sent that must be sent to Attorney General Ashcroft. 20th hijacker, fifth plane pilot missing in action. I, Ashcroft, don't know. And let's kill him anyway.
Has he gotten any response to that, do we know?
Oh, no. No response.
Thank you, Nina. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg with an update on the case of Zacharias Moussaoui.